Final score tonight is BC 6, Merrimack 4. Scott Bork is with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And, Scott, first of all, it seemed like into the first period you guys were in a pretty good position, up 2-0. What happened after that?
We started taking penalties, and that momentum from their power play got them going a little bit. And, you know, we know how good they are with the sticks and how talented they are with the puck, and just can't give them that many chances. And then, you know, a couple of times we let them into our zone too easily, and they pinned us in a little bit and got some, you know, good rebound goals.
You know, going back to that first period again, you got those two goals from a couple of guys that, you know, first of all, Ethan Bono, freshman, who's obviously shown an ability to score goals off a nice feed from behind the net from Luke Weiland. But then you also had Ivan Zivlak on a breakaway. He didn't waste any time putting that one in for his first career goal.
Yeah, good for those guys. You know, I thought Ethan always plays the right way and puts himself in the right area. And Luke, you know, made a nice play to him and got it quickly to the net. And, you know, Ivan's was a really big-time play. He hasn't scored a goal until tonight in his career. And, you know, he was attacking. And most times a guy like that would make the pass. And I thought he made a really smart play to shoot.
Seemed like even in that second period, you know, they get the early goal, but you guys continue, I thought, to generate some chances and play probably, you know, pretty close to what you wanted to do. It was late in the period when it seemed like things maybe started to break down a bit.
Yeah, the penalties. You know, the penalties took us out of our game, took us out of our rhythm, gave them momentum. You know, and when you take penalties or you get penalties called on you, it's frustrating. You're using the same guys. And, you know, it was disappointing that we put ourselves in that position. Not surprisingly, you know, there were some times I might have disagreed, but it doesn't matter. We put ourselves in a position to get a call against us.
And through two periods of play, even though you had fallen behind 3-2, I think, you know, one of the numbers that jumped out at me, they had something like 48 shot attempts. I think only 22 of them got through. You know what the type of team and firepower they have, that they're going to look to get their chances. They're going to get some shots. But you guys have done a pretty good job to that point, I think, of blocking shots and keeping, you know, more than half of their shots away from the net.
Yeah, no, and I think, you know, guys are playing hard without the puck on our own end, and they're pretty elusive up top as well, and getting those lanes is hard to do sometimes against them, but I thought we did a nice job on that for the better part of the game, you know, as far as that was concerned. But, you know, we got to control their weak side of the ice. They got a very good team that fills that ice as good as anyone, so, you know, pretty frustrating.
I know you said before the game you wanted to try to control the center of the ice. Did it seem like maybe in that third period where they were really able to do that when they were trying to hold on to the lead?
I thought in the second half of the game we were pretty loose in the middle, and they were able to get the middle, and that's just not enough. You know, we got to do a better job. That was more of what we gave them, and they just took it. And, you know, credit to them. That's a very talented team.
A lot of goals scored in the third period there. You know, after they went ahead by a couple, you guys didn't quit at that point, got a couple of goals to come back and pull within one.
Yeah, you know, it's a 5-4 hockey game, and we got the goalie out with a faceoff in their zone. So I was, you know, we've been pretty successful in that, 6-on-5, maybe not scoring, but certainly generating a couple of chances. And we just weren't able to do that tonight. And they made a really good play, stick position on the guy who was approaching Brookie, and then they jumped on the guy in the half wall, and very smart play on their part, and, you know, not as smart for us. So we just got to be better in that area of the game.
All right, you have a game day off tomorrow, and then you play them Sunday afternoon at 1. What'll be important then?
You know, the same things going into the game tonight, you know, but most importantly is just not to be discouraged. You know, this one hurts, and that's a good thing because we played hard and, you know, wanted a better fate. But, you know, just need to be prepared for, you know, probably a better effort from BC out of the gate and doing a better job ourselves in the middle of the rink.
Well, thanks, Scott. We appreciate it. Best of luck Sunday.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it.